Today I would like to start a topic which will of course connect to the idea of Shvonach, which we're talking about, but I just want to continue on another aspect of that. But before I do that, I want to discuss something called the oysters. Called the oysters hagroniyos, the goron. Anybody know what a goron is?
Yeah.
Goron is the throat. So groniyot means the guttural or the throat letters, the throaty letters, but I can't get myself there. Oh gosh. Okay. Cancel my 9 o'clock. Okay. Anyway, the guttural letters are letters aleph, hey, ches, and ayin. Okay. Those letters are pronounced from the throat. Hey, obviously, Israelis have trouble with the hey sound, but we pronounce the sound. Obviously, comes from the throat. Right now, ches. Again, ches. The Ashkenazi nowadays way of saying ches is like a chof, so it's not. It's really that is from the mouth. But the original ches, it seems to be, is like the Sephardic pronounce. Now, the point of this year is not to get anybody to change. That's not the point. I'm going to have rules about the four letters. That's what I'm just. Anyway, the point is that these four letters are all what's called the guttural letters, meaning they're pronounced from lower down. Therefore, they have certain rules that apply to them and nothing else. You guys with me here?
Okay.
Everybody. I lost my train. So there are going to be rules that will apply to these four letters that will not apply to other things. Just I'll mention two of them before we get to the Shvana concept. The first point is a guttural letter. Well, oh no, sorry, no. Yeah, just one. The one thing is that a guttural never has a dagesh.
Okay.
A dagesh, a dot. The dot in the letter, you'll never have a. There are few examples in the Torah, in your parsha, in the parsha's Emor, it says, Taviu lechem tenufa. There's a dagesh in the aleph, but it's the only place in the whole Torah, in Chomish Chomish Torah, that has a dagesh in an aleph. I hate that we discussed. Once I'll get back to that in a second. You have Bavur Hari Ima in Haftorah for Roshana. Anybody out there is ever laying Haftorah for Roshana? Also, has the dagesh. On the resh, that's not where a guttural letter anyways. It doesn't matter. The point is, the four guttural letters never get a dagesh except in specific spots. But the reason is because of the nature and the characteristics of the letter, the way it's pronounced, a dagesh wouldn't apply. We mentioned earlier what a dagesh is, and we'll leave that for now. It's not really. The point is, I just wanted to bring out the tension that these letters are different. So what's going to have relevance to? And the dot in a hay is not a dagesh. We mentioned there's something called a mapike, which means a hay which you hear. Of course, when we mentioned sometimes a mapike does not have a dot in it. For example, the word yihye or vihisem in Krishma, these letters, you hear the hay, that's also called a mapike. People don't know that. They think the dot's the mapike. But it doesn't matter. The point is, a dot in the end of the hay, in the hay at the end of the word, is not really a dagesh, it's a mapike. So put that aside. We'll get back to that. If anybody doesn't remember, can ask me afterwards. But, so anyway, what I do want to mention is that another thing you do not have on a guttural letter in Os Groinis is a shva na. We've mentioned that there are two types of shvas. Shva na being the shva that is pronounced, it's connected to the next letter. Because a shva doesn't really have a major sound of its own, right? It doesn't have an intrinsic sound. It's kind of just pronouncing the letter with an sound of some sort. That's how the Rishonim explained it. Therefore, you will never have a guttural letter and always grinding with a shva na. Okay, so therefore, an easy thing to know, anytime you'll ever find a shva in one of the four letters, al fe ches and ayin, you'll know by definition that it's got to be a shva na. So that, now, what will you do in cases, what happens in cases where you'll have a shva, which should be a shva na, on a guttural letter? So that we'll talk about in the next year. But we're just bringing out this concept that you'll never have a dagesh or a shvana in a guttural letter. So anytime you'll see one of the four letters with a shva, you'll know that it has to be a shvana. And I think we'll stop at that for today. Thank you.